iHeartCommunity is really super excited to be in our talk studio and welcoming wonderful guests and bringing you a little culture, if you don't mind, here in our studio. So please welcome Jeffrey Sheehan from Capital Classics Theater Company. Hello.
Hi, Renee. Good to see you in person.
I think you're quickly turning to the person I've seen the most since the pandemic.
The guy, right?
And you know, when people are coming in and out of studios, I saw you on Better Connecticut.
That's right.
And then we had already pre-planned this conversation today. But you are bringing the arts back with the Greater Hartford Shakespeare Festival.
Yes, we are.
As you like it. So, Jeffrey, it is wonderful to have you here.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
First and foremost, remind our audience about Capital Classics Theater Company.
Yes.
Who you are, how you got started.
You betcha. Well, this is actually our 30th anniversary year, 2021, which is mind-boggling to me. But we started in 1991 when my wife, Laura Sheehan, co-founder of the company, we came back to Connecticut to have our first child. And we said, well, how are we going to keep doing what we do while raising a family? And we figured the only way to really do it was to be in charge of what we do. And we started in Bushnell Park, actually. We were in Bushnell Park in the 90s doing outdoor Shakespeare there. And then the University of St. Joseph built this beautiful Otterino Center for the Arts and Humanities and invited us to come over and be the resident theater there. And that's coming up on 20 years. Next year will be our 20th year performing out at St. Joe's. So we moved over there, and it's been a beautiful relationship. And we perform outdoors in their garden right outside the Otterino Center. And we're fortunate that if it should rain or need to go inside for any reason, we have the beautiful Hoffman Auditorium there. It looks like an old-fashioned theater with the booths on the side and the comfortable seats. And we move in there and perform. And so it's been a great crazy run of 30 years.
30 years. And of course, you and your wife together doing this, performing sometimes together, sometimes directing, creative geniuses together. Who's easier to work with, or maybe who's harder to work with?
Well, it's funny because we raised four children while we were doing this.
Oh my gosh.
In the early days there, it's been like the whole time. We set ourselves up very often where we weren't in scenes together.
Oh.
So that she would be at rehearsal and I would be home with the kids.
So you're smart.
And then
so you're geniuses.
And we learned. And then I'd be at rehearsal and she'd be home with the kids. And when they got old enough, they would just come to rehearsal.
Oh my goodness, I love it.
Yeah. And we did a lot of first nights in the early days of first nights.
Yeah.
And we've done shows out at the Mark Twain House and the Hillstead Museum and lots of stuff over the years.
And how wonderful to have sort of a home, right, for the past 20.
Oh,
and
when it is blessed.
You
I'll
say
tell you.
These years and how long you've been doing it. It's so impressive because, you know, through the pandemic, we lost a lot of good places, regardless of whether they were, you know, restaurants or community theaters or whatever the case may be. But the fact that you're still here and you are getting ready to perform in it, and I should give the dates out, July 29th, depending on when you're hearing this. It starts July 29th, but it'll run through August 15th.
Right.
We will have all the information up for you online so you can take advantage of this amazing performance, Greater Hartford Shakespeare Theater, as you like it. But tell me a little bit about what kept you going and why do you think you've survived?
Well, that's a great question. It's a joke between Laura and myself is that if we ever stop, well, what would we do? You know, if there's something in our spirit that loves making theater happen, loves the experience of theater. And I'm so grateful that it exists on this planet and so that I get to participate in it and that there's so many people who love it too, both loving making it and loving experiencing it and coming to it and supporting it too. One of the reasons we were able to survive through this last year and a half was the generous support of people donating money to keep us going. Our foundation supporters all reached out and said, you can use it for what you need this year, and we will fund you again next year. Or you can carry it over. Some of the foundations, can we carry it over into next year? And they said, absolutely. They were incredibly aware of what was going on and the need of organizations to have that kind of financial support to keep us going. So I give a lot of credit to our board, who worked tirelessly to make sure we kept going and then worked tirelessly to promote this year and to make this year happen.
And we're so excited that it is happening. You can visit HartfordShakespeare.org. That's HartfordShakespeare.org for more information, times, ticket sales. We're going to have the links up as well. And I have to say, I'm looking at the ticket prices and you are keeping it so affordable. And I imagine, yep, or I'm just going to assume, which is a horrible thing to do, especially when we have the Bard in the air here. Yeah. But I'm going to assume the ticket prices are such because of the generosity and support of some of your bigger clients, so that people of all levels can enjoy this.
That's exactly right. And it's actually part of our mission statement,
yeah,
to be accessible and affordable. And that is one of the things we make a point of doing.
The whole family can go.
We want people to come. Yeah. That's exactly right. And we get a lot of families. Our audience is quite remarkable, you know, given some of the issues that the theater industry is experiencing in terms of the makeup of their audiences. We don't have that. We have multi-generations coming together. I think it being outside helps people bring children to it and bring their kids, whether they're adolescents or pre-adolescents. They come, and they come with a group, and they have a great time. One of my favorite stories is we were doing The Tempest several years ago, and a friend of ours in the audience told us that at intermission, an approximately 11-year-old boy sitting in front of them jumped up from the blanket at intermission, turned to his parents, did a little dance, and said, "I get it! I get it!" We said, "Yes! Yes, you do. Oh, when you watch us perform it, Shakespeare isn't foreign. You know, it's human."
Oh my God. I really do love that. All right, listen. You guys are following all safety protocols.
Yes.
So whatever will be, will be. And
that's,
you're going to make sure everyone is safe.
Yes.
Outdoor performances, if the weather's inclement, you're going to have a place to go inside.
Yes.
We do want you to get your tickets online.
Yes.
Right now, is,
yes,
this going to be online purchases only?
No. It was from the start. It was just to get us,
yes,
going and make sure that everybody, mm-hmm, knew. But there are two ways that you can get tickets the day of. So,
okay,
if you want to wait and see what the weather's like and or make a last minute decision, please come down. And there are ways that you can purchase tickets upon arrival.
Okay. And then, of course, we should let people know that this will run, again, depending on when you're listening to this, whether it be live on air or on our social media podcast platform. It starts July 29th, and it'll run through August 15th, Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 5:30 p.m. This is taking place at the Otterino Center for the Arts at the University of St. Joe's in West Hartford, a beautiful facility. And I have to say, great parking in that area.
Yes.
So don't worry about parking.
Free.
Well, you know what? You can't beat that, can,
nope,
you? You can't beat free.
And safe.
And you can visit HartfordShakespeare.org for more information. And as we wrap up our conversation with Jeffrey Sheehan from the Capital Classics Theater Company, tell us what we can expect with As You Like It.
Oh, it's going to be so celebratory. That is the thrust of everything we are doing. It's a beautiful play that just resonates with what we've been through. One of the quotes from the play that has inspired this production is a line near the end where the Duchess Senior says to everybody, "Those who have endured shrewd days and nights with us shall share in the good of our returned fortune." And that's what we are going to be doing out there. We're going to share with everybody our returned fortune and the good of coming together as a community and experiencing spirited, fun, joyous theater.
You know, I am so jealous of you, honestly, that you could just sit there and look so peaceful, calm, and almost beautiful reciting that quote. I cannot remember lines or recite anything. Like, I'm not cool. Like, I remember one nursery rhyme, and it's so embarrassing, but I wish I could say, maybe I could say it, you know, in a Shakespearean way.
You're,
but
yeah, sure.
The only thing I remember like that to take away from the beauty of your statement and take this whole show back down is, you know, if you were to call me a jerk, I would then say to you, "A jerk is a tug is a boat is on water. Water is nature. Thank you for the compliment." That's the only thing in my life that I've remembered. No, it's embarrassing. It's the only thing I have. Shakespeare wouldn't have liked me, but.
Well, he might have cast you as one of his clowns, you know?
His idiots,
his
the town idiots. Thank you. Oh, witty fool. Thank you so much. That's the nicest thing I've ever been called.
Fool is a compliment to many of us who know Shakespeare. They're the smartest people in the whole play.
Oh, gosh. You are so cool. Next time you come here,
you.
I want you to bring your wife.
Yes,
and if you want to bring some actors with you. Consider this a home. I know you've been in our building before from years past, but just thank you for all you do.
Oh,
thank you for keeping the arts alive.
Oh, here's a fun thing.
Yeah.
This year, our daughter, Kira Sheehan, is playing the lead role, Rosalind, as kind of her goodbye to Capital Classics as she's grown up and heading off into the adult world now. So her mom and her play mother and daughter in our play. And so it is lovely. It's just a wonderful thing to have. So come on out out and join the family of Capital Classics.
This man knows how to do a showstopper. He waited till the end to give out the juicy information. Well, thank you so much, Jeffrey Sheehan.
Oh, we truly appreciate
it. And we'll have all the details as you like it up at mycommunityaccess.com. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.